Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doing everything in their power to make us Minneapolis West. You see this story? 7-2 votes. Fargo School Board removing a part of their agenda approved just months ago. They're no longer going to recite the Pledge of Allegiance at meetings. Nice message this sends to the kids, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
This was all pushed by the Vice President of the Fargo School Board, Board Member Seth Holden, who stated he does not believe in God, and noted while he does not completely disagree with the pledge, oh, that's rich, in his words, there are factual inaccuracies inside it, including that all Americans receive liberty and justice.
Oh, here we go.
He noted during comments with other board members that the pledge diverts from the school district message of equity and inclusion. That being many in the area and country do not believe or have a different God than what is perceived in the pledge. So it violates school board policy, according to this. Several other board members, while not saying they disagreed personally with the pledge, did say the focus of board meetings should be on students and education, while also presenting a unified message at the beginning of meetings rather than one that divides members as well as the community. The Pledge of Allegiance, according to a 7-2 vote of the Fargo School Board, divides their members as well as the community.
But all over the country, we have to accommodate the, you know, the Muslim, the call to prayer. Doesn't matter if they're working for a government agency or not. Got to acknowledge all of that. They need to go do that. That's fine. And by the way, we are one nation under God.
Robin Nelson voted against the motion, citing her choice to stand and say the pledge. Nikki Gullison also voted against the motion. So there's your two members that that stood up. Reading from our WDAY news story on this, several parents and community members, along with former board member David Paulson, spoke at the beginning of the school board meeting in support of keeping the pledge in place. Paulson was the board member who originally put it in motion, the pledge being recited at the beginning of board meetings. This has stood since being approved in March. You can't make it up. If you go to AM1100theflag.com, the full story and the actual school board meeting with discussion on this topic is thought of. What do you think of that, folks? What is your reaction to the Fargo School Board saying the Pledge of Allegiance does not align with Fargo School's diversity code? If you can't pledge allegiance to the United States of America, what in the heck are you doing here? Says one texter. One listener. I couldn't agree anymore. Tell me what you think of this. 701-258-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. That's actually not toll-free. But for most of you, it's toll-free. It's a local call. Bismarck, Mandan, or anywhere. Does anybody pay for long-distance calls anymore?
I hope not.
Toll-free kind of has gone the way of... but we have an 800 number if you want it. 800-228-0550. Maybe that's easier to remember. 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Okay? You can also text us 701-237-1590. Email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm going to set the clock and see how long it takes us for someone to suggest that Fargo be part of Minnesota. That will happen before this program ends, I can guarantee you.
I was going to do it, but I held back. But
you know, this just causes you to rub your temples, doesn't it, and say, what in the world is going on? I also think it's an example of school boards really poorly serving parents and students. There's another story out right now that nationally, teachers spend about $3 billion of their own money on classrooms. And so, like, average teacher spends about $820 out of pocket on their classroom. Now, there's a level of commitment, right? When they're buying prizes and food and snacks and, you know, books and classroom decor, all these things, pencils, paper, everything
else.
That's
why we're doing Fill the Bus 1 week from today in Bismarck, Red Carpet Car Wash, North and South K-Fire, and... We get school supplies together, a couple of busloads of school supplies. In part, that got started because we knew teachers are having to contribute far more than they should ever have to make it happen.
It is a level of loyalty towards the students that's unbelievable, and yet the school board can't, in the case of Fargo, get itself to say, let's do the pledge. It's just unbelievable.
Move west, young man, they said.
Let's get your reaction to this.
Because of all the offended Buddhas and Hindus and everything, I don't understand it.
Gus in Minot, you're on What's on Your Mind.
I think that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well
there
said.
You go.
Well said.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, you know, a school board is supposed to lead by example. And I'm on a school board. I've been on there for almost 30 years. And I'll tell you what, we say it at every meeting that we have. And you're supposed to tell these students that it's not right for the people that are running the school. Somebody needs their head examined down there.
Thanks, Gus. James in Fargo, your take.
Is that me?
It's your turn, James. Take it away.
Thank you. I was just thinking that maybe we should check into the vice president's background a little more before we start letting him make these big of decisions, like possibly like a felony in 2010.
Felony for what?
Drug possession? OxyContin?
Well, you know, while it's a dumb suggestion by Seth Holden, and, you know, his background may be worthy of some Cub reporter out there actually saying this is the character that's been elected to the Fargo School Board. The vote's 7-2.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
you're right.
He's proposing a dumb idea, and six other members of the school board are going along with him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got nothing to say about that. Yeah, you're right. I don't disagree at all.
Oh my gosh. But I hadn't heard what you're alleging, and we'll let some ace reporter run with that. Joe and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, this is a little off topic, but it's the same liberal twist. I'm concerned when I saw that article and that interview about Carol Munn running for the House. I think when you look at it, I know everybody's positive about her because of the, you know, the beauty pageant she won. But Armstrong better take that seriously because she stated in the past she wants to be the next Democratic governor. She's obviously stated in her first interview she did with KFIRE, that reporter, she talked for 3 minutes, and half of the 3 minutes is how she's pro-abortion, but she did it what I would call a Peter Buttigieg, where she said I'm pro-abortion without using the word Roe versus Wade, without using the word abortion. So that Brown and Harvard University background is helping her not tell the truth and not show who she is. She's also mentioned the anti-coal stuff with the Paris Accord and then anti-Second Amendment. So we better be careful about losing a House seat at this time, you know, a crucial junction in the country's history right now. You don't want to lose a House seat in a deep red state like North Dakota by not paying attention.
Interesting, Joe. Appreciate the...
She's independent.
Independent in name only, it sounds like. Appreciate the background info there. Love hearing from our listeners. More of your comments when we come back.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I was raised here in this living hell. You don't.
mind. Telephone number 701-258-0550 for you to tell us what's on your mind. Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up today on the program. He'll be here next hour to take your calls, questions, and comments, or anything on your mind. We're also going to talk with entrepreneur for 30-plus years. Guy that founded two companies. He's a fellow now at the Stanford Hoover Institute that has written recently about concerns about Chinese aggressively buying up farmland in America. Somebody else noticing what's happening there, and also specifically flagging the situation at the Grand Forks Air Force Base and the nearby Fufang project, majority CCP owned. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry in North Dakota touches every corner of North Dakota? Very true. So every time you see one of those signs that says this project funded by your North Dakota legislature, it could say funded by North Dakota Oil. It could, because roads and bridges, schools, water projects, all funded thanks to North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry. Huge impact. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas advancing the possibilities. Who's next? Carl in Williston. What's on your mind, Carl?
I don't understand what's wrong with this country trying to eliminate the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, my grandkids are in Colorado, and during COVID, they did homeschooling. I actually bought a flag and hung it up in the little office area in the house where they were doing schooling. And every morning to this day, we Zoom call and do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. My six-year-old and my four-year-old grandson know to stand and take their cap off for the national anthem. Why are they trying to eliminate this from the younger generations? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, and I don't put it on the country. I put this decision on the Fargo School Board, right? I mean, this is, again,
Fargo. This woke nonsense is what it is. I mean,
from the Fargo School Board.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they're eliminating it in the schools in Colorado, too. They're eliminating the Pledge of Allegiance, slowly but surely. I don't know, it bothers me. We need to teach the younger generation to be patriotic, that we live in the best country in the world. And if we don't have that patriotism, we're not going to be the best country in the world.
Amen. I love the passion, Carl. That's what it takes from a majority of us to say, wait a minute. And I'm hopeful this decision in Fargo can be reversed. How in the world can you think this is a good idea? Crazy. 7-2 in favor of removing the Pledge of Allegiance and suggesting that somehow it's divisive. Wow. Texter says if they don't want to pledge allegiance to the flag, they should not accept any federal funding. There you go.
Well, I like that.
There you
USA.
Go.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Consequences.
Oh, 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 oh.
Consequences to your decisions. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate the call. Craig in Minot, tell us what's on your mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Yes, sir. You were all old enough to remember Red Skelton.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, check out on, I think it's on YouTube, or it used to be.
Anyway. It is.
Check out.
Yep.
That is an awesome one.
I got it in our system here, too. Good point.
Tell you what.
Yeah, we've played it on the show before.
In honor of a really stupid decision by the Fargo School Board, we'll make sure we play that before the end of the show today, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Guys, remind me after Kevin. We'll slip that in there.
That's great.
Who you got on your line, Kev?
We got Dick, and Fargo is on the road. Dick, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that Pledge of Allegiance. You know, the scary thing is that soon we'll have the military not doing their pledge when they join. And the other piece, although I really hate to say this, if the problem is that the pledge doesn't line up with the diversity policy, then change the diversity policy.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Maybe there's something wrong with your policy. Because if the Pledge of Allegiance It stood the test of time, and speaking for the founding fathers and what this country was founded on, doesn't align with your diversity agenda. Your diversity agenda is woke, just like the military's, to your other point. Thanks for the call, Dick. Thank you. Let's go to Lakes Country, Perham, Minnesota. Mike, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. I got to say, you know, like, you've got an atheist leading the crowd there at the Fargo School Board. They're supposed to be the shining example for our students. And yet, here's these seven people that are so sheep-dipped. They're going along with this guy like, yes, master, whatever you say. And if the parents stand up to these guys, they're the first ones that are going to scream, you're a terrorist, and sick the FBI on them. Who are these people? I'm for the two ladies that stood up and said, no, we will not accept this. The Pledge of Allegiance is the Pledge of Allegiance. And to me, I just really feel that more people should stand up and just tell these guys, hey, we're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore, and kick these people out of office. Somebody's got to do it.
Thanks, Mike. Darlene Williston, go.
Thank you to the men and women who died for our country and our flag. Shame on Fargo School Board.
You're speaking for a lot of folks today, Darlene. Thank you very much. Texter says, Scott, this is a disgusting move. Is anyone telling these people coming across the border now how terrible our country is? This is a freak show school board. I wonder how many offended people neglected to vote in the school board election. Well, that's a fair point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where is the outrage there? A ridiculously low turnout. So you're offended now, but did you vote? Very good point. Chad Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I called in yesterday, and I was the one who made a comment about the order followers. And I wasn't sure if it was Todd or Kevin who brought up the fact that, no, the cops aren't going to come and take all our guns. I wasn't getting at the guns part. I wonder if those same cops that say they're not going to come for our guns are going to say no to the IRS agents that are going to go and do whatever they're going to do to our farmers and the rest of us. Are they going to say no to the IRS agents?
Appreciate the call, Chad. Let me get one more in here. Jason and Pingree, quickly.
Yeah, Scott. Good morning here. This is what I've been trying to tell everybody. These people just keep following these people and following these people. If you don't like our country, you don't like the way we live, you don't like what we believe in, we'll start another country of your own. These people just keep following these. You know, we got just like putting up the nativity scene because we're Catholic. You know what? I'm Catholic. You're Catholic. And if you don't like my religion, drive by it. I don't care if you stand up and pray in front of your trunk or do whatever you want to do because that's your time to pray or you don't eat meat. That's not my problem. That's not your problem. But don't tell me what to do. But that flag needs to be in that school every day.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself in a go-mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love hot spring spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation in July drops to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease is better as the recession continues to still be painful to everyone's wallets. Tim Michaels, a wealthy businessman endorsed by President Trump, won the Republican primary for Wisconsin governor on Tuesday and will face Democrat Governor Tony Evers in November.
This race has been about
getting proper executive leadership in the governor's mansion and a great governor who served the people of Wisconsin.
The Internal Revenue Service must hand over President Trump's tax records to a House committee. A federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday, dismissing a long-running legal battle to block tax officials. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, described the order as a victory. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're down and confused. Oh boy, Cafe USA is hopping today at PetraServe USA. Any PetraServe USA location, you can get the 4-for-4 Inflation Buster. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two fresh baked cookies, and a soda. Four items for how much, guys? $4.
Still.
Inflation is up 8.5% from a year ago, and that's still $4. It's an inflation buster. I love it. You can buy any two fresh baked cookies and get one free today, too. And the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is great, like Mac and Beef on 45th, Chip Beef in Glendon, Salisbury Steak at 12th and I-29, Swedish Meatballs or Cabbage Rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Valley City today, Lasagna or Swedish Meatballs. Gotta love that. Listener says by text, why were there not 100 people at that meeting instead of a few to speak against this? I think that is a fair point. I also think the miserably low voter turnout in the last election. Oh, it's a primary, and people don't know, and they didn't realize the city elections and school board. Like, get in the game, for crying out loud. Listener says, the Fargo school board has just shown how far they've turned away from God. I thought the flag was a symbol, an identifying sign of unity. Isn't that what the men who fought the Revolutionary War lived and died for, liberty and justice for all? And demonstrated by having the stars and stripes sewn together as one by Betsy Ross?
Well, that's your history, Scott.
Flying high in the wind to show its people in the world, we are a proud people who believe in liberty and justice for all. But the educational system of this nation has forgotten true history and why they're free. The Pledge of Allegiance shows an attitude, one that promotes life, says a fine listener.
Well
informed listener. Amen, and amen, I say to you. I agree with you. All right. Not going away. Just park that topic for right now, but I want to welcome Scott Powell to the program. Scott is an entrepreneur, founded two companies himself. He's a fellow at the Stanford Hoover Institute, currently a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute as well, and has written recently about concern about the Fufang purchase of land, and ultimately the desire to have a corn milling plant in Grand Forks, North Dakota, next to the Grand Forks Air Force Base that has a new ISR mission, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and a vital unit of the U.S. Space Force, something we have talked a lot about. But when we see others noticing around the nation, we say, hey, let's hear another opinion on this. Scott, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm very well. It's good to be with you.
What's happening here?
Well, I think this is a classic, communist-type United Front operation to basically get access to high-level military data and intelligence, pure and simple. This land purchase does not conform to the other Chinese purchases. It's not a particularly good, I mean, 330 acres is just not enough to, you know, to really do any serious farming. So really the purchase was made to build a commercial facility. And corn milling is something that Fufeng hasn't done in its other plants. So nothing really adds up here. And when you just understand how the Chinese Communist Party works, all the red flags, all the flashing red lights should be going off about this. This should not go forward. This is a national security threat.
What do we know about Fufeng?
Well, it's, you know, it's a fairly large food ingredient company. They specialize in two things: the production of monosodium glutamate that is used widely in Chinese foods, and xanthan, which is a common common element or component of processed foods. I think it's a preservative of some kind. So they are, you know, they're a public company. I believe they fall into the state enterprise category in China. In other words, it's large enough that the state really watches it closely and has Communist Party members on its board.
And the majority owner is a CCP member, which people here might not realize the significance of that, but that is that's a red flag in and of itself, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have to understand that these are not democratic. These people don't have a democratic mindset or embrace pluralism in a liberal society such as we have. This is a political system that believes in total control of its citizens. Let me just share with you what has happened under Xi Jinping. He's the new president that came into power in 2012. But since he's come to power, China's really reverted to a Mao-like system. So they have increased extra-legal detention of political dissidents and televised forced confessions. They have increased repression of journalists and all independent religious groups. There was a period of tolerance before this time. I was there in the years 2006, 7, and 8, and there was relative religious tolerance at that time. They have deployed tens of millions of trolls to maintain Chinese propaganda on international social media sites. They have deployed more than 300 million surveillance cameras in China with facial recognition. They install spyware on all smartphones sold in China so they can track every single person. There is control of the Chinese citizenry mobility and spending money through a social credit scoring system. And then, of course, under Xi Jinping, we've seen the largest military buildup in China. And now they have the largest army and navy in the world. So that's the picture of communist China right now. This is a great threat to its neighbors. Ultimately, it's a threat to us. We do so much trade with China that to disengage with China is not going to be easy.
Yeah, is there a line between global trade and, you know, a place for our products? They obviously need to feed a great deal of people. We send a lot of our soybeans over there, for instance. Should we draw a line between global trade and buying commodities versus them buying assets here? I mean, that's the big difference, isn't it?
Well, I think whenever there's an issue of national security, and food, by the way, is increasingly a national security issue, isn't it? Aren't we hearing of food shortages in America now? Impending food shortages? So why are we giving up any farmland to foreign powers? You know, they took over Smithfield Foods, which is the largest pork producer. It was the largest pork producer. It may still be the larger pork producer is now Chinese-owned. How's that working out for us? Is that pork getting to American shelves, or is it all going to China?
What are they buying for farmland? What kind of, you know, track compared to past years, for example, are they on?
You know, I don't have the exact numbers, but I think it's in the realm of, 100,000 acres. I think if they aggregated all the different purchases, but that's probably readily searchable on on the internet, I would think.
And from a standpoint of a purchase like this, close to an Air Force base, how would they use that? What do we need to worry about there?
Well, you know, it's about 13 miles from the Air Force base, but they have the ability to, of course, electronically intercept the uploads and the downloads from that base to, you know, to the drones. They're obviously testing and developing their drone technology. The drones are connected to to space-based assets, satellites, and all of those, you know, all that communication is through electronic signals. And when those are intercepted, they then can be used by the Chinese to develop similar systems. I mean, they're well behind us in drone technology, and we'd like to keep it that way.
So when the company says, hey, this is a U.S. division of the Chinese company, U.S. people will be employed, they have no interest, desire, and motivation to do anything against the United States of America. How do they do it? You know, and what do you say in response to that? You say, well, no, this is a U.S. Division of the company, and there'll be U.S. employees, and we'll be watching. They won't do anything. That's what we're constantly led to believe by the cheerleaders for this project.
Well, that's just being absolutely naive. That does not take into account how the Chinese operate in every country in the world in which they have a presence, in which they are doing business. They do everything for their aggrandizement, their benefit. It's a great false front, if you will, to create a company that's employing American people. But if the real purpose of that enterprise in Grand Forks is to spy on our most advanced military technology, that shouldn't be tolerated, period. And if there's any question about that happening, you shut it down. You don't go forward with it. We don't need this. Yes, it's nice to create jobs, but Grand Forks was making out okay before Fufeng showed up.
Yeah, and the situational ethics disturbs me. And
you don't take chances with national security, and you don't go forward with projects when there are as many questions as there are about this particular project. There are several big questions, and I raised them in the article. You probably read the article.
I did, and I want you to go through the big questions for the audience here when we come back from the break. But
okay.
I think the deal breaker now is it's just a very different time.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Yeah, and you described that well, and just what's happened in the last 10 years under the current leadership there. But it's just a very different time, and likely what would happen from the sources I have if this Fufeng ownership of the plant proceeded, the ISR mission would no longer be in Grand Forks. So if we want to get out a ledger and say, okay, the economic development wins from this are going to pale in comparison to what the economic development wins would be from the ecosystem that happens from the ISR mission. So it's a loser all the way around. More of our conversation with our guest from the Hoover Institution, Scott Powell, today on What's On Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards.
Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The best coffee money can buy. It's a bold claim. I'd encourage you to try it right now. 25% off if you go to mystore.com. Mike Lindell has had his fair share of coffee as a road warrior, fighting for election integrity everywhere. And he came about this coffee, which some fine entrepreneurs we're putting out there and said, this is so good, we've got to give you a bigger platform. That's why MyStore.com, designed to help entrepreneurs, American-made products, American companies. So, 25% off right now if you go to MyStore.com, MyStore.com, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Back with our guest, Scott Powell, 30-plus-year entrepreneur, founded two companies, now a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institute, current fellow at the Discovery Institute, has written a piece for Front Page Mag called A Chinese Trojan Horse in Grand Forks, North Dakota, How the CCP Operates Through Infiltration. You were talking before the break about some of the questions you raised in the piece. Share those for our audience.
Well, we could start off with the testimony of the chief operating officer of Fufeng USA. His name is Eric Chutterash. And he was asked why Grand Forks was chosen as their first foray into the U.S. market. And he acknowledged that of the 25-odd sites under review, Grand Forks was not an ideal location, but by their calculations, they could make it work economically. So that was a telltale sign. Another person testifying before the city council expressed concern that Chinese people might be brought in to work in the plant in various capacities, including engaging in espionage on the Grand Forks Air Force Base. And Chutterash was quick to answer that there were no Chinese people working for Fufeng USA now, nor would there be in the future. And in his testimony, Chutterash was particularly unimpressive in showing any understanding about how the CCP controls Chinese companies like Fufeng and its American subsidiary. It was also observed by someone that Chutterash had been seen in Grand Forks being accompanied by two native Chinese. And on the video recording, and I looked at all the videos, they had a series of, on BEK TV, they have a series of 15 or 16 videos of the proceedings and documentary on the whole thing. And Chutterash's testimony is there before the city council, and right behind him, I mean, it's really classic, you know, the camera, right behind him are these two Chinese men sitting in the front row, off-center, you know, which is a preferred observation place for CCP enforcers. In other words, Chutterash is not doing anything without the CCP overseeing what he's doing. And this is how they work. This is a mafia-type way of operating government and business. The CCP is like the mafia. That's how they work. And Americans had better wake up.
Talk about the situational ethics and just in general the American mindset here on this. I mean, you talked about it earlier, but you know, the Chinese are intertwined with our economy in many ways. I'll give you one example. Cirrus is an aircraft manufacturer owned by the Chinese. It's already in Grand Forks and was purchased without much fanfare 10 years ago by the Chinese. Again, very different time. But what would you say to folks who say, you know, hey, come on. If they're going to spy, they'd spy with that already. You know, they already have their hooks in us, so what's one more?
Well, at what point do we say no? I mean, we now have a different situation, as you rightly pointed out, that everything has changed since Xi Jinping has come to power. Look what just happened the other day with regard to Taiwan. I mean, the display of sort of a test run of the invasion of Taiwan, of what, you know, their military power was on display for everyone to see. And look at the response when Nancy Pelosi said she's going to Taiwan. I don't really know what her purpose was, but once she stated she was going, and then all these threats came, even threats from the Chinese, they would shoot her plane down. I mean, this is crazy stuff. And we've got to, you know, you've got to stand up to this stuff. You've got to say no, and you've got to show that you're tough. I mean, I think that the Chinese saw weakness in North Dakota, frankly, with, you know, the whole scandal at Dickinson State University, you know, when Governor Hovind struck a deal to establish a Confucius Institute there. And remember, what the Confucius Institute is, it's a front group to advance the Chinese communist agenda, which is to win over American people into thinking that they really have good intentions, and they're really not that different than we are. And as we know, the program ended up, you know, in egregious enrollment irregularities, fake grades and diplomas being awarded to hundreds of Chinese students who failed to meet the basic qualifications for graduation. In other words, it's really questionable about the whole thing, but it was the response that was kind of incredible. And it, admittedly, DSU president Richard McComb was fired, and then I guess the business dean, Doug LaPlante, felt so bad that, you know, and maybe he was afraid that more would come out. He committed suicide. All that was really tragic. And
we're going to have to leave it there, Scott. I appreciate your insight on all this. Hoover Institute, Scott Powell. More food for thought, no pun intended, on that situation in Grand Forks.
Nothing says go Bison like NDSU apparel. And right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 3 for $6. Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag, $10.99. Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents. And my favorite, salted nut rolls, 4 for $1. Twizzler strawberry twist, $1.69, too. Any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, 79 cents. All this and more at a PetroServe USA near you. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.